After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger. When I thought I knew you, thinking that's
who. What's up, everybody? Welcome back, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're giving you a little voter primer in honor of the first day of early voting here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, if you live outside the state, go to vote.gov. That will take you to your state's voter, basically government-approved voter information center. I got a couple of texts relating to expired driver's licenses. I do not suggest using an expired Wisconsin driver's license to vote in this state. Here's why. It is likely to be challenged. Okay. Then you're in a discussion with maybe a poll monitor and maybe there's a confused election worker. Okay. Because when you go to myvote.wi.gov, it does say that it can be expired or unexpired after November 3rd, 2020. So the date of the last general election. So that's technically the rule. To be very clear, you can use an expired Wisconsin driver's license so long as it expired after the last general election. I don't recommend that because I've seen voters get challenged using expired IDs. By the way, if you are a student and you move to Wisconsin for school from somewhere else, you cannot use your out-of-state driver's license. Don't try that. That will not work. So I'm going to very briefly share with you all of the permitted types of voter ID. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Currently valid or expired so long as it expired after November 3rd, 2020. DOT issued driver's license. It has to be a Wisconsin one, even if your driving privileges are suspended. A Wisconsin DOT issued identification card. Neither of those need to be real ID compliant. A military ID card issued by the U.S. Uniformed Services or a U.S. passport book or card. You can have a certificate of naturalization that was not issued more than 2 years before this election. So it's not issued before November 5th of 2022. An identification card issued by a federally recognized Indian tribe, a driver's license receipt issued by Wisconsin DOT. That's only good for 45 days after it's issued. A DMV ID petition process photo. Veterans Affairs ID card. This has to be unexpired or have no expiration date at all. A photo ID card issued by a Wisconsin accredited university or college or technical college that includes the following: the date the card that was issued, your signature, an expiration date. Okay, has to have those things. Your photo, a signature, the date of issuance, and it cannot be more than 2 years ago. Okay, has to have an expiration date. All right. Again, the ID itself does not have to have your current address on it. You can use, again, utility bill, bank statement, credit card bill to prove up your current residence. All right, so we got those basics down. Aaron, you let me know if we got any callers because I cannot see the caller queue.
We do have one.
Excellent.
We have Lolo in Cottage Grove.
Why don't you bring Lolo from Cottage Grove up? Lolo, do you have a question or comment about voting processes or otherwise?
Well, it's kind of super broad in general and not something that would seemingly be coming from a lifelong Democrat. But I'm older, and so right? Things change. You become a little bit more discerning. Right. So I am actually of the thinking that I like the idea of ID, voter IDs. And I feel like there's so much confusion around it that there's got to be a positive way that we can have people, everybody collectively feel like it's a token of pride to actually have a voter ID, like, right? So that my brother lives in Australia. He has dual citizenship. They have a process. They have to vote or they get penalized. And it's done by mail, like through a card system. I don't know all the total details, but I just feel like voting should be a national holiday. And I don't know, maybe you can explain to me why this is a Democrat or Republican issue, having the voter ID. I feel like we can do it in some way, but it seems like such a divisive issue. Can you explain why that would be an awful thing?
Yeah, the fabulous questions. Let me just take them in no particular order. First of all, I think that every qualified voter in the United States should receive their ballot by mail and be able to mail them in. You shouldn't have to request them. They should just mail the ballot to you. There are all kinds of verification procedures that we can put in place to make sure that those are still good voter lists. When in doubt, I think we send it, right? That's thing one. It should be a national holiday, or it should be happening on weekends. This is stupid that we vote on Tuesdays. It makes no damn sense. Now, important point here, in the state of Wisconsin, your employer is required to give you 3 hours off of work on voting day to go vote. 3 hours required. They can't tell you no. You get 3 hours. Now, they can ask you to take it at a certain point in your work day. More on that in just a moment. And I'm going to come back to this before the end of the show today. I'll give you some more pointers. But here's the main reason that voter ID was a big kerfuffle. Because Republicans have used it, as well as other laws, to make it less likely that Democrats vote. Be those college students, elderly people, disabled people, Black and brown people, Native American people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we know that because they said it out loud. Over and over and over again. In fact, that's why our good colleague Todd Alba, with the show right before mine every day, left the Republican Party because he heard him say it. We want fewer people to vote. That's the point of voter ID. When we come back, really excited, going to be joined by one of our great special guests, Adam Pavlak, for Yes, Chef, What Food Transports Well, coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Makes me that much smarter. Thanks for making me a fire.